Once again, we back with another episode of Peace Study. Today's episode is dedicated to all the mothers across the world. We thank the almighty source of creation for allowing a beautiful vessel that we call woman, some call womb, W-O-M-B, man. Or my grandfather used to always say, a woman is so beautiful in her splendor, we have to say, whoa, man. This episode is dedicated to the principle of motherhood. But before we get into it, let me remind you of the host of this mighty, mighty, mighty word delivered from the observation and the dedication from my own personal notes. This is taking place at the Garden, y'all, live at Change the Vision. Where there is no vision, there cannot be any change. A lot of us always talk about the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, but on this platform, we are more so focused on the YRS, your real steps. See, this is a grand auditing of everything that you do and everything that you don't do. I know that sounds funny to my English people, but we study our actions and our inactions to see what is lifting us up or tripping us up. I like to dedicate this episode once again to the mothers. Today is Mother's Day, and we will be studying the principle of motherhood. Be it as it may, all of my observations in my personal life is studied by our heavenly host. The cause for our effect, everything that source created for me to observe, study myself, and make sure I am correcting my steps along the way. And I observe the ways of Yeshua, popularly known as Jesus. And by listening and observing the testimonies in these episodes, it is my hope that you will do the same for yourself. I think it's only right that we play a nice groove for you to roll to as you go out through your day to give thanks to the reason why you're breathing in the physical sense. Through that pregnancy, that conception, and that birth, go ahead and give mama some love. This is Joe Sample in My Wildest Dreams. Ironically enough, his last name is Sample, but this song was sampled by Tupac, and it is the instrumental for Dear Mama. So as you meditate and concentrate on the mother principle, groove on, groove right on. I will never know how it feels to be in labor, into pain in labor, and to birth a physical child, raise that child into a mature human being. I will never understand that feeling. My grandmother lost her baby boy, and Lord knows I would never be able to relate to her because she labored with him to raise him into a man, just to return that child to the state he was before his physical life began. I can't really relate to how deep her depths of pain really goes as it relates to my big brother. I call him my big brother, but he's my uncle. We're only 9 years apart. But I won't be able to relate to the pain that she feels because, see, when she sees his burial, and I will never forget her scream on that day. It was a scream that I will never forget. The pain of a mother to bring into existence something that did not exist. And this is what today's episode is about. It's about bringing forth that special thing into existence so that others could enjoy that production. That child, her son, my uncle, he was enjoyed by so many and served to so many with his wonderful work in music, in engineering, in teaching love and the gospel. The motherhood principle, even though as a man I cannot relate to how my grandmother feel or my mother feel or how a woman feel when it's that time of the month or when it is time for womanly duties and obligations to take place, I would never understand or I would never be able to relate to that existence. However, the principle of motherhood on a functional level is not exclusive to a specific gender, because the very function in the operation for this conversation as it relates to motherhood, it's all about conceiving something, whether that be an idea that just came across the conscious mind, and being able to labor with that thought, idea, and process it, nurture it for some time until it is ready to put forth into existence, to put forth into production for someone else to be able to enjoy and to be able to sustain their life from the fruit of that labor, in essence, is the principle of motherhood. And I break this principle down into three elements. The first element for this process to manifest, if you will, is first being able to get in position and open oneself up to the initiation of the product that will be made in the end. See, in a physical sense, a woman, when she lays down to procreate, a carbon copy of herself and the dad's self, she has to get in the right position in order for her male counterpart to become one with her in the flesh. The same relates to the things that are in according to our purpose. Sometimes we in the wrong places, in the wrong spaces, in the right idea that aligns with who we are, in the essence of who we are, it can't even come to the conscious mind because we are around the wrong thing. So we are distracted, and it detracts from us being able to receive the initiation. On the flip side of step one or element one, even in being in position, we must be open to accept that grand reception that the source God is trying to bestow upon us. Without accepting the call, it's just going to be ringing. And a lot of times, it's things that we all say we want to do, and we want to go out and put something out in the world that is very analogous to a mother putting a child into the world, or putting something that exists in the world that will serve the world. When we have these thoughts, or we have these ideas or dreams, if you will, we hear it ringing, and there is something that keeps us hesitant or allows us to fall into the traps of procrastination, and that thing is the laboring and the pain of carrying that baby that is in alignment with our purpose. But if we are open to accept the initiation of that discipline, of those things that we have to let go to be in position and to accept what God is trying to bestow upon us, then we can move on to step two. And the second element in the principle of motherhood is carrying and laboring and processing that thing to cultivate it so that it can be good and ripe for the picking when that time comes. I would be remiss to overlook one very important thing that is somewhat the elephant in the room, right? For you can be in position and you can be open to initiation, but until it is time, you will not conceive that baby. You won't even see that thing forming or taking shape. For it's a lot of people that tries to have children, but the womb sometimes just does not accept, and it resists the creation of that child. And this is something that's very important to note, that we are in Mother Nature when we look around. But Mother Nature, or anything that comes through Mother Nature, does not exist until it is time. Until Father Time says it's time. So in all our doing and all our getting, we must get an understanding that this time thing is about a marathon. It reminds me of Nipsey Hussle. He had two things that he pretty much hung his hat on. All money in, and it's a marathon, the marathon. We must submit ourselves and be all in to align ourselves with God, to be in position and to open ourselves up for that initiation. But we must understand that it is a marathon, because we don't know the time when our call will break through for us. We don't know that time. But we must know that all things work for the good of those who love the Lord. But when you conceive that thing and you're able to kind of see it take shape, when the time is of the essence and your time is called, it's very important to be fruitful and be healthy while you're processing and in labor with that thing. You have to do the right thing, because that baby, or whatever that thing that is, that idea, that dream, that business, whatever it was, when you're starting to process it and you're starting to labor with that thing, whatever you are will reflect in that baby. So that process is a very careful one that we must observe, and it is identical. It is analogous to the birth cycle. This, on a principle level, is functional, no matter what gender you are. To receive, conceive, and to bring forth in production is the three-step process. But in the principle of motherhood, we've covered two elements so far. That's it. That is being in position and receiving it from the initiation of Almighty Time. And then processing and laboring. So what is the last element? The last element is we must, once the birth is taking process, once that thing is ripe and we put it out, guess what? We have to keep the thing in very, very careful cultivation. We have to upkeep it, dress it up, make sure that the diaper is changed, make sure the maintenance is working, make sure everything is right within that baby, within our purpose, within that business, within that relationship, within whatever it is that we're bringing forth into existence that started as a thought, that started as a seed. We must take care of it once we birth it. And that's really when the work begins. Because when we take care of that thing, we must not only protect that thing from the world, but we must protect that thing from itself. Like Lamont class teaches mothers before they bring a child into the world how to breathe when they're trying to push that baby forth into existence. I must remind you to do the same while you are processing that dream, that purpose of yours to bring into existence so others could be able to benefit from it. I want to remind you to breathe and to be at ease. We are all woman, male and female. We are woman. And this is why we should put that woman first, that woman within ourselves first, so that we can really nurture and bring that masculine and feminine energy to a lovely harmony. We have one of my favorite grooves to listen to, Put That Woman First by Jaheim. Groove on, baby. Groove right on.
Yeah. If they gleam in the sun while they're spinning, they fit on my truck, and
I could remember.
And if it came in a sack, no stems, no seeds in a bag, then
I could remember.
And if it dripped from my wrist and it looked like it shined like blue, then
I could remember.
But oh, yeah, I forgot to be a lover. If it wasn't for the 9 to 5 doubled up overtime, then
I could remember.
If it wasn't for the Sunday All-Star Weekend game, girl,
I could remember.
And if it wasn't for the dough, 50 Jesus show, girl, you know that
I could remember.
But silly me, oh, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your lover?
Never realized that you need love,
oh,
to
yeah.
Spend my life making up to you. Oh, I forgot to be your lover.
Starts bringing up older, and the fights keep getting worse.
Oh, bro.
Finding numbers in her purse, better put that woman first.
Yeah.
And you know she ain't wearing her ring.
Oh no.
And she starts playing little games, come in and live from her. You better put that woman first.
If it wasn't for the makeup on my shirt, still out there chasing skirts, then
I could remember.
If it wasn't for that fight last night, you smashing out my headlights, then
I could remember.
If it wasn't for parole, steady ducking my PO, girl, you know
I could remember.
But silly me, babe, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your
love? Now I realize that you need love to spend my life making up to you.
Oh,
oh, I forgot to be your lover.
She starts bringing up older, and the fights keep getting worse.
Oh,
I'm
telling your brother, you better put your
mom first. She ain't wearing her ring.
Oh yeah.
And she starts playing little games.
I'm telling your brother,
you better put that woman first. So many times
acting like it wasn't really nothing.
So many ways.
Just to myself, always running.
So many games,
all that I said.
So many words,
I need you to stay.
Always came first,
even though sometimes felt like second.
If I don't love,
you know I had to learn a lesson.
Spending some time,
put in some work,
and for better or worse,
always put that moment first.
Bring it up older, and the fights keep
getting worse.
Finding number in the
I'ma say it again.
You
she ain't wearing her
jeans.
And she starts playing little games. Coming in late from work.
Welcome back to Peace Study. I am your host, Church Hudson. And this part of today's episode is where we review the cases, where we review our particular cases that we draw our principles from. All of this episode, we have been describing both male and female as woman and the principle of motherhood. But we have some cases where this aligns in theory to have an applicable or an application to what we are observing right now at this particular hour. The first case that I will discuss when it comes to the first element, which is getting in position and being open to receive, I like to discuss the case of my mother. My mom grew up in Woodsville and she grew up poor. So poor that the house that she lived in, tin house, shot house, shotgun house for all my people from the South, you know what I'm talking about. But this house had about several people living there, but it was only two rooms. And this was during the time in the 60s where, you know, the elders would wash and reuse diapers, would not have a dryer, not have technology that we have, would really have to hang clothes and do all of those things. This was the environment my mother grew up in. And when it comes to, specifically and particularly when it comes to order and when it comes to positioning, and growing up with my mother, I didn't really know that upbringing that she had until I got older. And what I observed from my mother in this case, in this specific observation of a life, and drawing this principle of positioning and being open to that initiation, my mom did not become the environment that she was in. And I think mainly because she positioned herself with where she wanted to go versus what she was around, and being open to it as well. She, like a lot of other people that are transformed by the renewing of their mind and does not conform to the environment where they are, that takes a good faith effort to step in alignment for the assignment so that you can receive your baby, you can receive that seed that God is trying to bestow upon you. My mother was very disciplined and very consistent in the home. If anything was as little as a crumb was on the counter or a cereal box that wasn't in place, my mom would be a knocking at my door to make me go and put that thing back, right back to the place that she assigned that thing to go. And it is in that life that she led and she lived that she taught me a very important thing when I was growing up, because I wasn't in private schools, charter schools. My mama was the free lunch lady. If you don't know what free lunch is, that was a government program back in the 90s and the early 2000s where the government would have free lunches and fruit cocktail and juices in the projects, so lower income housing for the kids, and they would have board games and card games. My mom always ran that. And I would always be there, and I would always be around my people. She didn't separate me from the real, so I was around all of it. But she would always make sure that I understood how to code switch, was what she called it. She told me that I would have to be able to understand the language and the movements of all environments, but not to be sheltered away from the real, because that's where we come from. And it's all about positioning. It's all about positioning ourselves to be open to receive that seed. So, case one, this goes out to my mother. I love you, Mom. And this is something that I learned from her. Now, you may be listening to what I'm saying or have been tuning into this episode and really wondering, where did I pull the principle of this whole thing of motherhood, and how is it not specific to just a woman, right? What is the correlation? You may be wondering. Well, all throughout the Bible, the man and the woman is considered to be the wife or the bride of Christ. And we know when we go to the weddings, if you have never been to a wedding, but whenever you go to a wedding, you know that the bride is the woman, right? The bride is the woman. And the correlation of this motherhood principle and how it aligns with today's episode is truly rooted in that. That is the foundational root of how the motherhood principle is not specific to gender, but the motherhood principle is more or less a universal principle that we all are under the authority of, or all in the alignment of, on a very elementary functional level, right? And I would like to turn my page to a few of those cases in the Bible where the people are described as the wife of Christ, or the bride waiting on the bridegroom, right? In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22, the identity of the bride is considered to be in the church. And the wife, which is who we are supposed to be in position to receive the seed, which is the Son, which is the Son of God, which is the seed of God, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, agreeing one, to receive that seed and to birth that seed within ourselves to go out and serve the world. You would also see in Isaiah, where Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, tells the people that God, your Lord, is your groom, is your husband, and that your groom shall rejoice in you for your works and your deeds. In Isaiah, we see this reoccurring theme all throughout the text where the congregation is considered to be the wife. So on a very elementary functional level, the correlation to these cases where the people are described as a wife, wives are submitted to their covering, their husband, and that is the relationship with God, to receive what God has in store. The way that a male has a sperm for the seed in a woman, God has a spiritual seed for us to receive, to give birth, so that others can be served and served well, and we can build kingdom. As it relates to conception, though, and receiving the seed on a physical sense, we can observe this thing in time. I think in a few stories in the Bible, we have cases where the mothers was, their wombs was barren. They just could not have the child, right? Just to piggyback on what we was covering in the beginning of this episode about Father Time declaring when this thing would go in motion, right? When it comes to bringing forth something to go out into the world in production. You have the case of Abraham and Sarah. Sarah couldn't have any children. Sarah couldn't have any children for so long, and it was frustrating to her, but she eventually had Isaac. And then when Isaac came along, Isaac could not get Rachel pregnant, just like his mother struggled to birth him. But eventually, Isaac was able to initiate that seed through Rachel. Rachel was able to receive, when Father Time came knocking, she was able to receive that seed, and she brought forth Jacob. Now, the very nature of having that dream, that idea, that thing that was not tangible, not touchable, not visible to the eye, and being able to labor and carry it and bring it forth, it's very significant in these stories of these women that was barren, because out of that seed that was once considered not to even be able to have children came the 12 tribes of Israel that pretty much governs the order and the operations in examining all of the sacred texts of the Bible. And when you think about Samuel, the prophet Samuel that was born, same thing was consistent with Samuel's mom and a lot of the great prophets' mothers. And out of the seed and the lineage of the prophet came Jesus, popularly known as Yeshua. And all of these births, all of these productions, all of these manifestations, these children that were groomed and brought forth in the world, we can look and examine those creations in that production to see how wonderful the works and the service of those children that grew up to be men, that grew up to be women, how it served the world, how it led people to God, led people to be one with the source. The same is to be said about our purpose. The same is to be observed from these cases. The other case and the last case that I would like to discuss that correlates with the principle of motherhood and the three elements that go along with it, I would like to just speak on the carrying and the laboring part from my grandmother, my Meemaw, is what we call her. Carrying and laboring, she showed me the essence of what it is to carry and labor in Christ. My mom and dad met at the church, and my Meemaw was my mother's spiritual mother, my dad's physical and spiritual mother. My family is a matriarch to the extent of the leadership and the tutelage of my grandmother's spiritual teachings in alignment with Christ. She showed me how to carry the cross that Yeshua carried, and to labor that crossroad, right? To leave the physical plane, to leave your race, to leave your nation, to leave your gender, to leave the earth, to leave your family, to leave everything that you are holding on to in the earthly realm, and to focus on the spirit of the oneness of God. To be one with God so that when one sees you, they see God, and you and God are one. She gave me that teaching, and she showed me how Yeshua aligned oneself with the Lord thy God, and how Yeshua told the disciples, greater things shall you do than me. If you align how I align, you shall be in me and I shall be in you, and I am in the source, God the Father, and God the Father is in me. When one of the men asked Yeshua, has Yeshua seen God before? Yeshua told him that you're looking at God. Not to say that Yeshua was claiming to be the creator of the world, but he was bringing to life, he was bringing to light what he meant by being one with the Father, with the Creator. And if we are one in Christ, if we are in Christ, Christ is in us, and Christ is in God, God is in Christ, we are one. When one sees you, they should see God. And so often we do step out of alignment for the assignment, and that's known, that's a given. But peace study, just like the word of God and carrying the cross, it's not about perfection, it's about correction, correcting the steps looking at what is picking us up, lifting us up, auditing ourselves, judging ourselves, being a grandmaster of all of the things that we have to trail along with in this lifetime, to be able to bring forth that seed, that purpose, that dream that God has given us, every one of us, a specific purpose to bring it forth, just like your mother had brought you forth into existence. We have some things to bring forth in existence as well. In all of these cases, in all of these many places, we shall observe and we shall serve the Lord to see that we are never going to truly die, but live forever. And it's in the principle of motherhood that we can storm through the weather by creating everything that makes anything be in existence. Church. Ism. 86% of all millionaires, they marry, y'all. And 98% of all millionaires and above, multimillionaires, billionaires, etc., they own property. I think it would behoove you to try to grow to the alignment of love with oneself so you can attract that mate that loves and vibrates on the same tune. You dig? I am a proponent of marriage, and I would like for everyone to be able to align with love, because the family is the strongest unit that we have for the economy. The etymology of the word is household. For a stronger house can lead to the kingdom and be able to bear fruit to the world. Also, when it comes to pushing this thing called life forward, I must remind you that the Hebrew word for brotherhood and sisterhood, it means nurse or fireplace. And we know that nurse promotes the full welfare of another individual. And in a cold, cold world, a fireplace not only keep us warm, but in those days, that fire used to cook the very thing that we used to consume in order for us to continue to thrive on. You dig? If you are skilled in your labor, I promise you, you will stand before kings and queens. You will not be before obscure and mean men. But be wary for what the king and queen owns and what they have in their home, their shiny things and their designer things. Before you guess or think about being hungry or thirsty for those things, I want you to understand that if you are given to appetite for these things, you might as well hold a knife to your own throat. As far as me and my house, we shall continue to serve the Lord. I want you to govern yourselves accordingly. Love on your mothers. For those of us that have mothers that have went on to the next dimension to serve in a higher place that we are striving to go, we stand in solidarity with you today. And we just want you to understand right here on Peace Study with your host, Church Hudson, I am with you. And we're going to go ahead and go forth to push ministry. Church. Ism.